We're talking with Dean Bob Whitson from Oklahoma State University. I can say, Dean, that you're still Dean officially for another few days anyway.
Absolutely.
Kind of an excellent interview, I guess, Dr. Whitson.
Sure.
Let's talk a little bit about, as you wrap up your tenure here at Oklahoma State University, you looking back, what really do you feel that you've been able to leave that will endure in the OSU Division of Agriculture?
Sure. Ron, first of all, I have just appreciated so much the 7 years that we've been here and getting to know folks up here and getting to know the issues and problems. I think we've done a lot to bring OSU, the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources, across the state in the identification of issues, things that we know over the next 5 to 10 years that we're going to have to address and look at. As we look at all these things that are impacting our producers and folks out there, weather variability, talk about that, this drought thing. I mean, water, biofuels is still out there pushing on us to try to get some things done. What is the legacy, that's out there? I think our folks have just become more and more aware of these great organizations and groups that we need to listen to. We've got a Dean's Advisory Council that provides a lot of input to us, and they've been marvelous across the state to bring issues, talk about things. Bob, here's some things you all need to look at, kind of things.
Right.
So I think communications, Ron, you're in that business, do a great job of it, but I think communication between what's going on in the state, looking at our land grant mission, and saying how do we do the best job with that? Mm-hmm. So
I know that a couple of things that kind of stick out to me. Obviously, the establishment of the Natural Resources Department was a big deal.
It was, yeah. We put a new department out there, dealing with the wildlife issues, range issues. Certainly fisheries, forestry, those things are all natural resource oriented, and when you look at certainly the spread of red cedar and the fire dangers and the fire problems and the impacts of a potential endangered species on what it might do to wind energy, as an example, and just so many things out there that needed to be in one department. To help focus, to help address them, and we've gotten some great faculty brought into that area and brought faculty together that were at OSU but in different departments. So that one has been, I think, one that we can certainly point to and people can relate to. We've developed a water center that's addressing and help us focus on water issues across the state. As they impact agriculture. Mm-hmm. We know we can't address all the issues that are related to water, but we know agriculture is going to be a big user, certainly is a big user of water, and the importance of how it's going to impact us. So drought-tolerant stuff, varieties, conservation is a big watchword on things like that. And Biofuels Energy Center, the creation of that one. Our new center at Ardmore is focused on problems down in that southern part of the state. Mm-hmm. And a little bit, certainly, our partnership with Noble Foundation there and Biofuels. But grazing issues, forage issues, that part of the world, we certainly need to spend some time looking at them. So
I know that... With the help of Mr. Pickens, we've seen a lot of money flow into some professorships and chairs, and that's been good as well.
Oh, my goodness. We've doubled our chairs and professorships. Scholarships have been big, Ron. As people across the state know, we've been very concerned about trying to make education, particularly at Oklahoma State in our land grant, affordable, accessible. So it's opened the door. We give a lot of scholarships out of our College of Agriculture and Natural Resources each year. Over $1 million are given out in scholarships. And these are kids that need to be there. They need to be in school, and they need to be getting ready to take their leadership positions across the state. And but the chair's professorships are important. We hired a new person in animal behavior, animal welfare issue that's going to be important when you look across all the things that the animal activists across the state and across the country are working on. We better have our defense of that and not be always defending that, but be out in front of it. And so we're looking, that's an animal science position, new position as an example.
The Temple Grandin.
Yeah, the Temple Grandin professorship. The person coming in is going to be at an assistant prof level, but we are anticipating that that person can grow into that position. But that's what we're aiming at. We're aiming that position at that new animal systems positions that are coming in to understand some of the genetic things, and we've got some new extension positions coming in to help us help our folks across the state do a better job with selection and breeding of livestock that'll get the job done for them.
Of course, you mentioned extension. A lot of states have stepped back from extension. We have not.
No, we have not. In fact, we view extension as such a high priority, particularly in the counties. As we've looked at our county educators and the delivery of what our researchers are discovering and learning at research stations across the state also. But, boy, our county educators are putting them to work and bringing that new information out. They're the window. They're the window of what we're learning in the land grant and the heart of what makes our land grant system tick.
And one other thing I know that you did that I think is good for the university, good for Division of Agriculture, reinstitution of SUNUP.
Oh, you know, when you look at SUNUP and you see people come up to you and say, boy, I really get a kick out of watching that. We re-record it, the different programs, the different segments, our, you know, shop talk and our cattle folks, as well as our marketing programs and so on. But it's just timely. It's just a way that we can get more information out, Ron, to people across the state. And it has been very important to us. We knew we needed to, and I didn't realize maybe how important that was until we've done it. And the feedback that we've gotten from it has been really positive. It's a quick glimpse of what's going on and what we're doing, and tips, ideas. We typically follow up with more in-depth things that are on the web or with individual programs. But it tells you what's going on, and a lot of states have eliminated those programs. We're very thankful that it's on a PBS station, of course. We'll be coming out with some web TV as part of OSU's program this fall, and we'll roll some of those programs onto that web TV program, which will open the door up to doing more television, more media outlet kind of things. Have to get the word out. Boy, you're in that business, and Ron, you do such a great job across this state. It's been a privilege to be able to work with folks like you and the other media people to keep us up on the issues and bring us all the pertinent information, make good decisions. So
thank you. I appreciate that. And tell us just briefly what you and Linda have got planned now.
Well, Linda and I we are going to watch some grandkids play baseball and football and do some things. They're all in Texas. They're all in San Antonio. So five grandkids, two daughters, a couple of son-in-laws, and we're going to spend time with them, Ron. I'll get involved in some ag things, maybe on a volunteer basis with livestock shows. And
we got a little one there in San Antonio.
Yeah, we've got there's one certainly there that goes on, and this Oklahoma Youth Expo here has just been wonderful. When you see the youngsters, you know that's our next generation of folks coming along. So there'll be some other opportunities, I'm sure, in agriculture. My heart's in agriculture, and I intend to keep it there. But we're going to put family in there as a part of what we're going to be doing. But it's really been great to be up here. 7 years, and it's gone by so fast. So that's a sign you've enjoyed it, I guess. We have.